holding on the Rashi on Kufay and Mabez, the top of the page. So a person who is takes Sheikhad, even as a Tzadik Gomer, he doesn't leave the world before it's fulfilled in him that this apostle of Tir Fadas, Kachakomer, Kalachomer, Shisama, is Enam Kishihei Tipish, Besoifei, Vieshavod. So this person who was a Chacham will, as he goes through the process, will become less intelligent because of what happened. We're continuing to don because he done that before, and it'll affect him again even more at the end. So if your dying is like a melech shein tzarich l'klum mishu asher vein tzarich l'hachnif, he's an usher and doesn't need to be somebody should flatter him in some way because he has everything he needs, then he could be a good dying. The worst is if you a dying the shol shilta the rugal li shol mi b'nei iroi behemes akelim, he borrows from the people in the city behemes akelim, so he has a problem, he's puzzled to dine for them. Okay, so the worst is my time with the sheikh lama asher litloi lezakas as hazakai, if is any paid to give a false psak? We understand, but he said it's even if he's zakas as zakai. So why is that also? Because he can't. He becomes one. He's not inclined to the other side. To make himself his chayiv. Phil miskarbon ladinem is even his intent is to give the true judgment. He's not intentionally trying to falsify the din. The nature of the person, he's inclined to his benefit more than otherwise. So the word shechelah shehu chad hadoysed rabakal nasim levechud. So they become one, that they have they become attached in their heart. Now the Mor says that I thought the Bnei Mechuza liked me. Bnei Mechuza irish a rava. And then when I would pass against them, they would dislike me. And then I realized minayu miksosim oyavim oishi oisam shizuchisi. Some of them like me, the ones that won, and so I saw that can't be the definition. The definition is they're going to like me. They're not going to like me. If I can make them oyavim, all of them will become that eventually. Mor says he was going across to Bimavra. Shmuel was going across to Bimavra. Is a gesher. Yoyim leyoda the simcha. He put his hand to steady him. He said, "I can't judge for you." Then the Mor says that. That Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, his oris brought the counts of the peri, sal peris, a basket of fruits, mi pardes of Rabbi Shmuel, which is from Rabbi Shmuel's pardes. It was the fruit that belonged to Rabbi Shmuel. So he got for him a mezuzah, which means a zug, a pair of talmidim. Bahadi the ozub osi, b'chol asher ha'olech u'boa, is all the... All the way the conversation was going, he was more inclined to benefit the Oris. And he was developing different approaches how to make him win. I wish he'll say such and such and that'll win. And the Moshe Shmuel Bar Elisha brought somebody brought a measure of the gez. B'chol shana, she goes his oisan. Chavitin l'kayin echem meshishim. Every year when you shear the sheep, you have to give a certain amount echem meshishim to the kayin. He brought it to him, and then he asked him to be the tie, and he said, "I can't do it." a person by Rav Onan brought him a gildona the begili dogim katanim, a type of small fish. So he said, at least accept it. He didn't want to accept it. He says, you should at least accept it because it's an opportunity for me to give bikurim. He wasn't a kohen. Shereimitzino b'divrei yomim shesiachus aviv al shevet God. He's from God. The chesiv v'yeini v'shafat v'poshen t'alisha ben shafat was from shevet God. God. Mesirim is at the tzach meilat d'morim the mishafat the high kroah who aviv shal alisha. And that in the ritual mentioned there was Elisha's father, and it says he's from shevet God. So he wasn't the kohen. Tosis says you could say, you know, without sitting here proving a yichus ish what shevet he was from, whether he was a kohen or not, he was in Shomron, and the bikurim have to be eaten within the enclosed area of Yerushalayim. So he couldn't eat bikurim where he was, simply because he was in the wrong place. So the Mora says, so Rav Onan accepted the offering and sent it to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to himself, I assume that the reason why he's pasul l'dina is because they're related in some way. So now he has a scenario where he has two court cases in front of him, one of Yisomim and one of the relative of a Talmud Chacham. I say, mitzvah of the Yonim, I say, Ushatim Sedek, which requires that you judge the cases on a first come, first served basis, which is fair. And I say, the Covenant Torah, Dinin Haigavra, do I say, Nika Covenant Torah, the Rav Onan Bahadei. So the putting this person first because it's a din of a relative of a Talmud Chacham is on if that's the preferable issue. Okay. So the Gemara, Rav Onan, two dots, fourth line down on Kufi, Rav Onan Aleph. So a little bit of a gadot over here. So we mentioned Rav Onan. So Rav Onan habi rogel liyoh dosa gebe. Rav Onan, Eliyahu Hanavi would visit him and teach him Torah. The Abba Masile, Seder Eliyahu. What we have is referred to Eliyahu Rabba, which is different teaching from Eliyahu Hanavi. That's brought to us through Rav Onan. Rav Onan was the one who recorded that. When Rav Onan accepted this matana from somebody, so that son of matana yichyet, it's a concern to accept the matana in that sense. So, or alternatively, since Rav Onan told Rav Nachman to take care of the case, and Rav Nachman gave precedence to that case over the assignment, and then the other litigants saw that, and he couldn't present his arguments properly, so it comes out that Rav Onan inadvertently had caused a din to be judged improperly. So that's enough. The susa getting Eliyahu Hanavi requires perfection. So even though, albeit it was inadvertently, Eliyahu stopped coming to him. Yosef Bethanisa, so Rav Onan fasted, and poor Rachamim, and he davened, but also Eliyahu came back to him. He also, when he came, Haba Mavis lay Beusi, he found him scary. Vava Tevusa. So he put some type of a, he made like a box. Of Yosef Kamei, And then he sat in Elio's presence, means he learned by him, ad apik le sidre, until he taught him. Banadamri said to Elio, Rabba said to Elio Zuta. That's what we have to swore him from Chazal. Elio Rabba and Elio Zuta. Elio Rabba was the larger portion. Elio Zuta was the smaller portion. And the point was that he divided it into two sections, because this story interrupted his relationship with Elio. Okay. Bishnei the Rav Yosef have a rischa. In the time of Rav Yosef, there was a anger from Shemayim. The Rishon brought a famine. Amar le Rabbanan Rav Yosef, so the Tamidim said to Rav Yosef, the boy bar mar rachami, you should daven. Amar le Husa, Rav Yosef said to back to the Tamidim, Mama Elisha, I have a kalvachemer. We find by Elisha that he have a Rabbanan miftari mikameh. Even when the Tamidim would step out, have a paishu trey alfan umosan rabbonon, he remained with 2,200 Tamidim, which means there was a Tamidim who would go back to wherever they were, and then there was a Tamidim which he supported. See, he supported 2,200 Tamidim. Rashi makes the calculation, how we know this calculation. So he would have the combination of tremendous yeshiva with tremendous schus of supporting them. So he had the combination of those things. When the time of anger from Shemayim came, he understood that he needs to back off. I should daven under these circumstances. So now the Mora, with the help of Rashi, will figure out. The Mora says, "Mimai de paishri hachi." So how do you get the math? The sieve. Remember, my short story. Mo'et etan zeh lifnei be'yoish. How am I going to put this down in front of the 100 men? It didn't seem to be enough food. But he says there was 100 men. My lifnei meya ish. Ilem the kulu lifnei meya ish. Yishnei b'tzores tuva havu. So there was much more than 100 people that needed to feed in the time of the famine. And it says over there that he had, they brought for him it says Esrim Lechem, and then it says Lechem Bikurim, and then it says, it mentions Carmel. So he had 22 loaves. He says, so if he didn't take the 22 loaves and give it to 100 people, that's not bad. B'shem v'tzaras, that's decent to feed them. So it means each one, I need to put each loaf in front of 100 people. So that's 2,200. Okay. Fine. Let's finish off the stories over here. Ki havi miftari rabbonim mi bei rav. Even after the Tamidim would take leave from the yeshiva of Rav, havi paishi alpha umosa, 1,200 would remain. Rabbonim. Rebbe Rav Huna, Rebbe Parshi Tamni Meir, 800 remains, Rabbanu. Rav Huna, Havi Dorish, Betzleser Amaroi, that he needed 13 Amarim, which are 13 people with stentorial voices to say over out loud what he said. It's every stentorial voices, yes. They should be able to hear. Where says when they would get up from the shir and manafsik v'mayu, and they would shake out their garments, havi solik avka, the dust would go up, the chasid of the yoma, and it would make the sun dark. It was such a cloud that you could see it from a distance in Eretz Yisrael. They would see that, well, shear's over. Ki miftari rabbonim mebei rabba v'rav Yosef habipayshi arba mea rabbonim. So they said, compared to what was the previous generations, you had 1,200, you had 800, now you had 400. They're like the Yisraelim compared to them. Okay, so Rashi. Seder Liyo Rabba, third line. Shalama Chutzah Teva. Seder Liyo Zutah Shalama Besechah Teva. So the first time he had his relationship with him, he was able to interact with him directly. The second time, after this Avera of his, so even when Liyo came to him, he couldn't withstand the Kedusha, and he had to be in the box. The Russian was angry and he brought a famine. When they would get up to go, people who would remain to eat by him, 2,200. And somebody brought a matana to Elisha of 20 bread, 20 loaves, v'lechem bikurim, and this loaf of bikurim, so ha'esim v'cha, that makes 21. V'karmel, and so that we don't, there's another loaf of bread, ha'esim v'tartim, that's 22. Kol echod lifnei mea ish, and each loaf was for 100 people. Hooray, Trey Alofim, it gives you 2,200. Face Amaroi, Hashem and Mepiv. So 13 people would hear from Rav Huna, Mashmi and the Rabbin, and then they would publicize it. They would say it out loud. Zemikan, Zemikan, each one facing in a different direction. They go out into different sections, and basically a pair, they face in different directions in that section, one facing one way, one facing the other way, and they would repeat the shir. Where it says when they would get up, it would put a cloud and be visible at a distance. Okay. So the more is going to go back to what we mentioned before, There's people who supported from the Chumas Alishka. So we mentioned that the Yonah Gezeris got their salary from the Chumas Alishka. So Mora says, Amar Abami, Mavakir Mumin, Shavir Shalayim, Hayadali Skorim, and Chumas Alishka. The people which their job was to check the animals if they have a mum were paid, they had a salary from the Chumas Alishka. Amar Abhira Mashmot, Tzimnichamim, Hamalamdin, Hukhis Shkita, the Kahanim. They were hired to train the Kahanim in the proper halachas of Shkita. They got a salary from the Chumas Alishka. Amar Gidol Merav, Timin Chomim Malav Nehilas Kemitza the Kahanim, Nehilas Kemitza the Kahanim. Okay, so we have the people checking out the movement. Tosis grapples if this is referring to checking if a mum is kosher to allow the person, it's a valid mum to allow a person to shech the bechor without bringing it as a korban, or is referring to in the mikdash checking the animals to see if they have a mum to be kosher for a korban. So that was definitely connected to the mikdash. Teaching the Kahanim Hilchos Shkita, teaching the Kahanim Hilchos Kemitza. So that was the tzarich of the Mikdash. Over there, Chumas Alishka is postured. But next one is not like that. Omer Rabba Bar Brachana, Omer Birchon, Mikiyas.
Can I ask what conceptually is the difference between the Mumim that would possible for Bechor and for regular Korban?
No difference. But the point is, there's the people who would deal with the when a person has a bechor, so a bechor which has the mum, the owner keeps it and eats it. So by definition, he's forced to have a bechor. He didn't choose to bring it as a korban. His animal gave birth to a firstborn. He wants to have a mum. He can keep it. Or a kohen, well, he can't keep it. He can test the history with the kohen, but a kohen can eat it without the remarkable bit of korban. So there, the goal is, the goal is not to be kosher and be able to eat it without bringing it to the mikdash. So there, you had people who were checked. It was a private service for these individuals. It wasn't a service of the mikdash.
It's also for the before, they may have, I'm just imagining, been not centralized in Yerushalayim.
They didn't have to be centralized, you're not correct.
Right, everything more efficient would be.
Right, but...
there's maybe a separate department of sorts.
But then there was the people who their job was in the Mikdash. They needed to bring a korban, they had to make sure there was kosher. So are we referring to, has two versions, whether we're referring to the Mavakir, it says Mavakir Rosh Yerushalayim, so are we referring to the ones who their function was in the Mikdash to make sure the Korbanos were kosher, and that was their Bekiyah, is to recognize a different movement, so they're servicing the Mikdash, or they were servicing the individuals to see if their Mum is a Mum, to allow them, the Kayan the Kohen as an individual, not as an Ovid in the Mikdash, wants to know if this Korban is this animal she has to be marked as a Korban, or you can just have it as is. So that Tosfos is Tupshatim. It was the first way. It was the second way, so it fits with the other cases, which the case is the case where they were functioning in the Mikdash. So obviously they could get paid from the needs of the mikdash. Chumas Alishka is very simple. The chiddush of the first, the other way, if you learn, it means nothing to do with the mikdash b'chol. It's part of the tzarich of the am, and the bezdin, with their authority, could decide that this is a need that we have. We need to have these people be available to make sure that it's done right, as opposed to the people deciding themselves and getting it wrong and shefting something which is privately, something which really isn't corporate. So we're trying to address this halachic, this halachically osters issue in Kol Yisrael. So they came up with, well, listen, you have to always take it to the person who should check the moon, and we will provide, make sure those are available. So the next case is, would then be like that also. The people which check the svarim and correct any mistakes, so they were servicing the svarim in the city. They weren't servicing the mikdash. So they got paid Mishumas Alishka. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Noshim Ha'orgas Beperchis Elis Schar Mishumas Alishka. The women who were weaving the Perchis got paid for Mishumas Alishka. Omer Nachman Marav. Vani Omer, Rav Nachman says, no, that was paid me Kachi Bede Kabayas. That was paid not from Chumas Alishka, but from the donations which were given to the Beis HaMikdash to take care of the Bede Kabayas, of the any needs of the building. Hol Peruchas Tachas Binyan Asuyas. So Rav Nachman says like this, that the Reprochus in the Bias Rishon, there was a wall which separated between the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Kodesh, the Heichel. And Bias Sheni, because they built it taller, they, instead of putting a wall there, they hung Peruchus. So this Peruchus, which is there, was there to replace the wall which had been there by his Rishon. So therefore that would be valid to say that goes into part of the building, and you can use the building fund to pay for that. So you didn't have to use Trum Solishka for that. Okay. So the Mora says, Meswe, Noshim, we have a Bryce which says, Noshim Urgas, but Perochis, we base Karmoy Alechem upon it, Mais Alechem upon him, we base Atinas al Mais Akteris. So base Karmoy was that we had Yuma, the ones who knew how to make the Lechem upon him, that it should be able to be flexible enough to bend without breaking the right size, etc. Base of Tinas knew how to make the lectaris. So they got paid from the Chumas Alishka, not from Kashmir Gabayas. So you see that the women making the Peruchos got paid from the Chumas Alishka, not from the Bede Kabayas. It's a Kashmir Gabayas. So we're answering Hossam Bidavavi. That's referring to I'm Rav Nachman. What?
Nothing.
Yeah. So the more answers, that's referring to the peruchos which would hang in the gates, so you have these openings into the mikdash, different shardim. They didn't necessarily have doors, all of them, but they would hang a curtain there. Should be more private. So those were not really tzarchim binyan. So therefore, they didn't take it from the kachim bet kabayis. They took it from Chumas Alishka. The Amr Bizeira Amr Rav Shlosha Osa Peruchos Hoya B'Mikdash B'Mikdashani. There were 13 places that they had peruchos hanging. Shiva Keneged Shiva Shorim. There were seven hanging by the seven gates. Echad the Pistol Shal Hechel, Echad the Pistol Shal Ulam. So then there was a Perechus hanging in the opening of the front room, the Ulam, the entrance hall to the Hechel. And then behind that, there was the opening into the Hechel itself, and that also had a Perechus. And Beis Bedvir, Beis Kenegdim Aliyah. Then in the air, the Dvir is another name for the Kaddish Kedoshim. There were two. The verse says, why were there two? Because they were obviously not as thick as a wall, which had been there before. And they were Mesupik if the Malkum Kedusha of the Kaddish Kedoshim starts as far as standing outside of the Kaddish Kedoshim from the outside of the wall facing into the Hechel, or from the inside of the wall, where the Kedushas Kaddish Kedoshim start. So in Bayis Rishon they had a wall there, so by Shenim they built the Perechus, they hung two Perechus, one where the outside of the wall had been, one where the inside of the wall had been, to act as a valid Havdalah between the Kaddish Kedoshim and the Kaddish. And Beis Kenedim Aliyah Bayis Sheni had two floors. There's a second floor which was one large room on top, the same size as the bottom, but the area over the Kaddish Kedoshim you had to deal with a special Kedusha. So they hung a Perechus, or two Perechus, upstairs as well to separate between what's above the Hechel and what's above the Kaddish Kedoshim. And again, they had to put two Perechus because it wasn't clear exactly where that started. So you have seven, by the seven Shorim, and then you have one for the Pesach of the Hechel, one for the Pesach of the Ulam. That's 7 plus 2 is 9. Then you have two by the Kaddish Kedoshim is 11. Then you have two corresponding to that on the second floor, that's 13. So Rav Nachman says that when we tell you over here that the Noshim were Argers and they got paid from the Tumas Alishka, not from Medigabai, is referring to the not to the two which are by the Kaddish Kedoshim, because that's replacing Binyan, that's part of the Binyan. It's part of the Binyan, so you get paid from the Medigabai's. But rather, it's referring to the ones they put by the Sha'arim, which were not really necessary for the Binyan. So that was just a different function, so they got paid from Tumas Alishka. Yeah, Zakrashi. Megiyah Swar. Shall call other by other. So it's not referring to the person, the people, let's say, were charged of maintaining and keeping the swarm of the mikdash. Some of general, private individuals, they would, these people would correct the swarm. Shall also the hasha safer shen of muga. It's also to keep a safer which has not been corrected. Like we had before. That's also for a person to maintain a sefer which has not been corrected in his home. It says, "I'll tell you, Tashken Baralecha Avla, do not allow to dwell in your tent an Avla, something which is wrong." Rav Ezra Shem is asking the davar, so that was an issue. But the people were not getting into the sefer in any effective fashion because it cost money to get it corrected, etc. And therefore, come use their power. They made open that the lishka could be the money of the Chumas Lishka could be used to make sure that people in Klaisel are acting appropriately. That's a valid function of it. So these individual people, which are not correcting their swarm appropriately because it costs money, once it's a free service, they'll do it. So Bezim was in their authority to do that. Beis Aptinus, Beis Garmer himself, is in. We have talks about the that their knowledge and expertise over there in Yuma. So we have Reb Nachman. So Reb Nachman says, "Bit above the parochas that connect the hapsochim, talking about the parochas which hung by the doorways, so the tziusavidi, they were just to keep it more private, more appropriately. Benim tachas binyan, they were not representing a binyan anyway. Our culture binyan, something which is there for the tzarach binyan, could go in parochas some of dealers ben hechol the kachay kadoshim." Which the prayers between in front of the Kodesh Kedoshim represented Shai Mikdashani B'makom Amma Traxin Shasa Shlomo B'Binyan Rishon. So the name of that area was called Amma Traxin. The Traxin means that the wall, and Amma because it was an Amma thick. So these parochas replaced that. So that's what Nachman said. It said the Tach of Binyan has a din of Binyan, and you can use Kashmir Rabbis for that. Rashi Gravel also is a Hefel Kavoya Moy. They made the Hefel much taller. So a wall which is an Amma thick can't stand that, with that tall. They couldn't expand the wall because then either they would be diminishing some of the Kodesh Kedoshim or some of the Hechel, which they didn't have a right to do. So they had a problem. So they came up with this parochas idea. To widen it, to allow the wall to stand, they couldn't. Either going to narrow, make smaller the area of the Hechel, because the wall is thicker, it's creeping into that space, or part of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So what they do was they hung two curtains, but they amma with an amma, that amma where that amma would have been in between. So those were not paid for from the Shumas Alishka. That you could pay for from the Kachemir Kabbais because they represented binyan. Zayin Shorim Lazora. There were seven openings in the Zora. Then you had a parochas for each one of them. Each time at the beer, title number traction. So you had two in the Kodesh Kedoshim, like we just explained. Rishayim connected Baliyah, Lahabba Ben Aliyah, Heiko, Baliyah, Kachay Kedoshim. So differentiate in the second floor what was above the Heiko, what was above the Kodesh Kedoshim. And they had the same problem. You needed two of them corresponding to the Amatraxin. So you needed to have two. You needed to hang two curtains. Okay. So the mission says in Parah that Parah Duma Midarais is kosher for the Tvuyad. Now the Karoyim, not the Karoyim, the Sadukim, learned the Pasuk not like that. They held that was possible. The Chachamim of Badafka used the Tzvul Yoyim for the final processes, steps of the process of the Paraduma of Shechting it, because to show that the Tzedukim were wrong. But they were afraid that if they're going to allow the Tzvul Yoyim to be processed, the Paraduma, people are going to take the Paraduma not so seriously and not to be so careful with it in other places. Therefore, in order to counterbalance this kula that they're doing of using a tool yarm, they require many, many chumras in the process, the earlier steps of the process. So people would not look at paraduma as something which is a lesser serious So they require that the process of the you need a full Tzadai Taharot in the early steps of the process. So how do you have that? Maybe so you have that the children which will be used to do the step of the process of getting the water had never been tumah. So how do you know? Well, they made special houses which there was no kever tahayim underneath them because there was a gap, and the women who were ready to designate their children for that purpose would come there when they were still pregnant and give birth to the child. They'd be matar of the women, and they'd make sure that the child was given birth over there, and he would not leave there until etc. So the nashim which were raising their children for the parah in these places, they couldn't go out to work. They were staying there with the children in these special designated places, etc. So they got paid, which was a lishka. Abshalomer, Nashim Yikaris, Shem Yerushalayim, Ho Yerushalayim, Shestom, Refinerus, Shestom. They didn't get paid, which was a lishka. The ladies' auxiliary took care of that. The women in Yerushalayim would make sure they had everything. The women in Yerushalayim would make sure that the women who are raising the children for the paraduma had all their needs. Okay. The Megalas B'nei L'Porga. The Chatzeres Abluyas B'Sloyim, there were courtyards with houses in them, which were built on top of a cellar, Yerushalayim. Tateim Cholo, they would make underneath it that there was an airspace in the Kever HaTohim to prevent from the possible problem of having somebody buried beneath the home, and then they built the home on top of it, not knowing. Last time we were there, so we went to the hill which Tel Beersheva, which they believe that's where possibly Avram Yitzchak had Beersheva. That's where he lived. They said they excavated 13 layers of cities at that spot. So you're building a house there. Possible somebody buried underneath. Because, you know, from the simulation, you know, one told seven, number seven, so because that's a camera to him, so what they would do is they'd build it with an airspace, a gap underneath it. Kinam is at this part. Masila Perka Yoshin Tachazanita. The mark, it took a quote to. The women which were pregnant with the birth over there, Megalus Sham Beneim. So they raised their children there. So the children had never been. There's no chashash that they were able. That they had anything to do with tumas and mace. The Tzarek Paraduma for the children raised there. If you needed to process the Paraduma, now the more Mishnah says it. Paraduma, it's at this part that they only processed 9 paras aduma in the history of the time that they had it. So there's possible women raised their children there. Once the children got 9 years old, and they were house of carry, they were booted out. They spent 9 years waiting. Maybe they needed them, and they didn't need them. So they were there just in case. And they were used them for. So you wanted people who are vade tour for these processes. This is the old rabbonans. They made it chumrah. It's asking about tinoikin shall nitmu meyameyim. So midaraisa, you just need somebody who's tour. Chomer said, "We want better than that. We want somebody who never had been tummy at all." In since the Chomer himself made a decision, as it were, in some way, it's going to be seeming to be acting carelessly about it, that they allowed a tulyon kinnan matam hoya kayin a service a part of. They would mamish on the spot. They had done everything with Tahara. Everything is wonderful. They said, one second, last thing they would do is they would take Hasheris and they would touch it to the Kohen. And then they dip it in the mikvah. Now it's a Tuyah. And then he would do it. The Bill is so, the Hitzim Reliever shall stook him, Shay Armin. That they held that what that the Sukkim held in a case of first trying to become Tomei, he would only kosher once you had Har Shemesh. The sun had set, he went to the mikvah, the sun set, he's no longer Tuyam, so the next day he could do the Paradum. So that's what they said. So they bedafka shall not like that. Yikaris, Ashiris means women which were wealthy would be Zonis. Means belavush uksus. They had to make sure they had clothing. So they weren't supported by Shimon Zelishka, they were supported by these other women. Okay, so we'll do here.